Looks like all of these cells have a more northeast trajectory, so they're going to probably start making their way towards northwestern Wexford and southwestern Grand Traverse County here right in the next 20 minutes or so. All right. This is N8GMH, the Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. Anybody, let's see, we're looking at now Pleasanton and Calva, almost over to Mystic area. They've extended that warning a little bit and enhanced the box. Anybody in those areas got any reports, please call N8GMH. Last station trying it, go ahead. I got Kilo Delta 8 and I didn't get the rest.
Kilo Delta 8 with the Alpha Mike.
Oh, Caleb. You're here.
I have arrived.
Yeah, you were pretty rough. Go again.
Somewhat surprised to see you on at midnight, over.
The radar would tell you exactly why.
Oh, duh. Check, I want that coming up.
We're kind of just standing by. There's, I mean, it's midnight. It doesn't really make a sense to run a controlled net, so I'm just throwing things out there and seeing what sticks and seeing if I can get any reports of any kind.
Roger that. Well, I haven't checked the thermometer in a while, but here's my report. It's thunder, no rain, and it's warm.
That tracks with the radar. When the storm goes through, though, holy crap, that was some crazy lightning. yeah. When this storm goes through, it's not going to be warm anymore.
Good news. All right, well, I moved my VHF antenna around, and it's back up, and it's back in the shack, so I'll need a signal report, and then I'm going to put my digipeater back up.
Yeah, you're pretty solid now. Got a little bit of noise, but I'm blaming the lightning. I'm getting a lot of noise on my receive right now, too. When the repeater's not active, my S-meter is just, like, almost peaking at 40 over because of all the static.
That's fine. I got, like, S-zero. Maybe I better check out my stuff. All righty. Well, shoot me a text sometime through the week when you're in the shack, and we'll take another signal check. WAM, over and out.
Nice. Your direwolf was running and just went over the repeater. That was kind of awesome. All right. Sounds good. N8GMH.
What's WAM clear?
All righty. I guess at this point, anybody else, anybody anywhere, we're specifically Grand Traverse, Manistee, Bente, Leelanau, Wexford counties. Got any reports for us? I'll take anything I can get at this point.
This is an AJTQ. Just letting you know I'm paying attention.
Hey, Joe, thanks. Looks like you've got a little bit of a cell there, too, but doesn't look like it's too crazy, but I'm keeping an eye on that one, too.
Roger. Yeah, I just kind of went through and didn't get too much of anything out of it. I just watched some lightning. So it must have went just to the north. I'm 2 miles northwest of Gaylord.
All right, yep, sounds good. Yeah, the radar is, well, it's a piece of art, but unfortunately it's a piece of art.
I'll tell you, all this stuff is heading in the wrong direction, unfortunately.
Yeah, we can definitely do a little with a lot less of this rain. Not looking forward to seeing what that does.
On the other end of the scale, I did take my last snowmobile ride today.
That's definitely probably going to be your last one.
Yep, even my trail in the woods when I got near the top of the hill in the woods there. The sun must have been getting that a little bit, and it was down in the leaves. But, yeah, fortunately, it slips right along on those leaves. It's hard. So, that's it. Anyway, good to hear you out there.
Yeah, sounds good, Joe. All right, yes, good joke. And if you got anything, don't hesitate to just throw it at me, but I don't know how much longer you'll be up, so it's already pretty darn late. So, but I'll be up here for a little while. Catch you later. Any DMH?
Yeah, I'll probably get push here in a couple of minutes, because I got to get up and get cracking. All right, Drake. Thanks a bunch. Carry on. NHATQ. Clear.
Hey, Drake, did I tell you we had a landslide across one of our roads yesterday?
Oh, I think I heard it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they got back open, but my Jeep kept me any call coming. I wasn't ready for sure what was going to be. I thought it was going to be tree down. I wasn't ready for a landslide.
Oh, I can imagine. Dude, the lightning is something to behold over here.
Heck, I should just get a camera outside my office window here into the orchard like a couple weeks ago. Man, that was phenomenal.
Yeah, it's something. There was a cell towards Baldwin that had me real concerned for a minute, but it seemed to kind of die off, which I'm really glad because I've got family down there, and it had some spinning potential.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
So far I've heard two lightning strike calls. One was in Leelanau that struck a house, and the other one seems to be a tree over in Benzie County. And, nope, that was just the second page for the same call, so. Still at two.
Well, we got a tree down, just across the township line up on, Erickson Road at Birchfield.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you see a lot more tree down calls.
With all that rain yesterday, I thought we would be, but then we're all not taxed in BR9. The wind picked up, and I thought, here we go, and nothing.
Yeah, it's, it looks like it's starting to chill out. Now there's one bit that's just kind of out towards, what's that, Calva? Not quite. Just north of top. Oh, no. It's coming into Interlochen there. It's starting to get a little bit more spicy. So I'm going to, let me see what we got here. Okay. Just looks like a storm, but a thunderstorm, regular one, but it's building. So that's got me curious.
Yeah, and then there's one south of Frankfurt looking too that's in the middle of the lake.
Yep, I'm seeing that one. There's also another one out just southwest of Thompsonville by Pleasanton. Just made landfall there. Yeah, the amount of energy that is currently in the sky is unreal. There's a static is, or the lightning is bringing my noise floor up over 40 dB, over 9, and takes out the repeater whenever the flashes happen. It's kind of, I've never experienced that before.
You want to know why? Because you're living next to Joe.
Yeah, probably. All right, I'm going to sit here and watch this for the next 20 minutes and see what it does. Any damage?
That's okay. I'm in the middle of, with the Clorox wipes and cleaning off the desk.
Looks like we've got a flash flood warning for Antrim County, or northern Antrim County, Charlevoix County, and southern Emmett County until 5:30 a.m.
KCBSU copy.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Yeah, it sounds, if I think, they said Clam Rivers, that's on the other side of the lake, so I may be lucky on this side.
That's fair, that's quite a ways north from Milton there.
Yeah, it's just across Torch Lake, you know, and I'm not that far from Torch. 51 degrees, Bronzer, 29.56. Humidity level, 99% if you want to take some readings.
Yep, I got that noted, thanks. Anybody else around anywhere? Honestly, we're taking reports for anywhere because this storm is just so, it's just everywhere at the moment. So anybody anywhere with reports, go ahead. All right, well, unheard. The severe thunderstorm warning for Manistee County has been expired. So we don't have any current active warnings near Manistee, Benzie, Grand Traverse, Wexford, Leelanau area at the moment, except for the special marine warning, but that's not affecting the landfall at the first, you know, it's marine warning. However, if we see any warnings come up, we'll make an announcement. Hey, DMH.
Hey, Trey, did you see this line goes all the way into Iowa?
Yeah, it's kind of incredible.
Yeah, I know. Some of my storm chasers were up by, over in, Minnesota I was watching. They caught a couple of nice ones.
Oh, I believe it. I also wouldn't be surprised if we get another severe thunderstorm warning here shortly.
Yeah, I know. I'm guessing probably down by South Boardman, kind of there in Grand Traverse. They'll probably come up into Antrim. Maybe they'll probably extend it up this way. And it looks like some of those other smaller ones are starting to die off that are that were going to come in. But no, that one there, just west of South Boardman and east of Mayfield, that one looks interesting.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing. Maybe over near Pleasanton. That one might do something there. I will be right back. Any damage?
KCBSU. starting to clear back by a little. We're starting to get heavy rain here, just FYI.
Hey, thanks for the heads up.
You know, Derek, I'm surprised I am being called us under a severe thunderstorm watch up here. I'm kind of a little bit surprised.
Yeah. Surprised they stretched it that far north.
Yeah, that one, since I last looked at radar, the one down by Cadillac, well, that thing's freaking long.
Yeah, I saw that one. That one's also starting to chill out, so I think I'm going to have to jump out of here so I can be functional at work. How are you doing?
Okay, I couldn't hear you over the thunder. Okay, yeah, go ahead and hit the A if something comes up and you need me to wake up, text me twice, I'll get up.
Node 5, 6, 1, 4, 7, 0. Disconnected.
K8DGW.
NXP Mobile.
Leaving Gaylord.
Well, there you go. K-A-B-Y-S-K-C-A-Q-B-X.
Oh, there you are. Now it's working, huh? It's working. So what'd you have to do?
K-A-Z-Y-S-K-C-A-Q-E-X, do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you just loud and clear. Is it working or is it not working?
I guess it's working for now. It's on. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah? Until I get over there and look at it and see what's going on. If I didn't have to work every day, I'd have a lot of more time, that's for sure. Well, almost all the snow's gone up here. There's still some drifts up here in Gaylord. Along the freeway where it's all drifted off. I don't see any flooding here yet, but I'm on the high side. I'm getting ready to drop down into the low area. We'll see how flooded it is.
Yeah, okay. They got anything to ride on up there? Can you ride your sled?
If you put wheels on it, you can. No, it's all dirt. There's a little piles going. Boy, them guys are going on and on that 200 machine, aren't they? I've been in the truck for about a half an hour, and I don't think I've heard one pause. Just been nonstop talking on the 200. What'd I do, lose you again? K-D-U-I-S mobile.
W-A-V-P-C.
Go ahead, K-C-H-C-M-Q.
KFA-GDW clear.
Across 68 here, I gotta go down to over by Rogers City, and then I think I'm heading home.
Hello.
were good on the first one, but you're all noise now. I couldn't understand anything.
Oh, yeah, I saw that new sea. So I was moving around a little bit going.
Okay, there you go. You got her that time. You got Ryan here. We drive all over the place every day, so that's what we're doing. We're driving. Just a driving, that's what we do. All over the place, so. Oh, well, it's nice warm out. Hopefully not underwater. You better get your raft out and get to blowing it up, because you probably need it. It's probably going to get more rain, so. We got a little bit of snow still up here. We're going to probably be heading right down by you if you're in Mile. We're going to be going right down through there.
Actually, I mean, Lewiston's just 4 miles southeast of Lewiston, but we're only 3 miles because that's the repeater that we're on.
Yeah, Roger, Lewiston. All right. Yep. Yeah, we're going to be heading right down through there. I got to look and see if the frost laws are up. I don't think they are lifted up here yet. I haven't looked in a while, so. Okay. Well, I gotta pay attention to the road. People are starting to get wormy out here. We got near head-on collisions. They're trying to pass me. I'm going 64 miles an hour, so that'd be an ugly mess if they decided to cut me off. So, okay, I'll be listening. I'll holler back out when I get away from the people. There's quite a bit of people on M68 here, so. I didn't quite get your call. You're a little muffly on my end. I'm in a loud truck. So that's probably just me, but you got KADYS. We're mobile. We'll be clear on your final there. Good hearing from you. I know I've talked to you before.
Yeah, you and I talked before, and I hear you almost every day. The frost things are up on Oscoda County. They are on in Oscoda County. ACHCMC.
SPW Mobile.
AB7OLD monitoring.
November 8th, Whiskey, Julie Beagle.
November 8th, I didn't catch the last three, is KB7OLD.
This is November 8th, Whiskey Juliet Lima.
How you doing today? This is Ted, KB7OLD.
Yeah, Roger, I'm doing all right. It's hard to copy you, but I'm doing all right there, Clay. How about you?
I'm doing good. Probably kind of hard to hit your repeater. I'm in St. Ignace, Michigan, so I'm not sure how good I'm going to come through, but I'm doing good. This is Ted, and,
Ted, you're in Michigan?
Sorry, I had to put my license away. How's the frosty weather right now?
It's pretty good, pretty good. Are you in Michigan?
Yes, I am. Just across the bridge.
Bye. across the bridge from where?
In Michigan. Just across the Mackinac Bridge. Just above the peninsula.
Oh, wow. I'm in Detroit. That's a long haul there, Roger.
Yeah, we're probably going through the wing system. I'm hitting the Petoskey repeater in the northern tip. So, yeah, we're probably in the wing system.
Roger, roger. Okay. Yeah, I hear a lot of people in this frequency. This is a simplex frequency down here in Detroit. And I hear lots of people out here, so. All right. I had no idea I was talking up here in the Mackinac. Yeah. Yeah, it's a long haul there from Detroit to the Mackinac there.
Yes, it is. So you're getting a lot of warm weather down there, eh?
Yep, it's pretty warm. Day yesterday as well. How's it up here?
We're getting into the 50s, which is almost spring weather. I almost have my shorts out. Not quite yet, but almost. We still have snow on the ground, but you can see a lot of grass, which is nice. Right now it's foggy as all get out, but I'm looking forward to spring big time.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, it's real nice. It's summertime down here. Oh, it's a beautiful day. I don't like it too sunny, though. I even have to wait until it gets evening there. I just don't like it there. So I'll sit out on the porch or something, but it is a beautiful day here in Detroit, yeah, I must say. So, all right. That's good. I've never been up to the Mackinac. I said, one of these days, like to get up here to see the Big Mac there. Hadn't done it yet. I say every year, I said, I'm going up there, and never get up there.
It's been really nice talking to you. Take care. 73.
You have a good day as well. 73, but this is Detroit. 73, then here comes your clip.
KC9, Salt Lake. As soon as you cross that Mackinac Bridge, you may not know it, but you're in a completely different environment, culturally. It's a positive thing.
K8BCW. K8BCW.
KAB9NN Mobile Manager. WRKCHCSU in the mobile.
MT0Y, listen.
KCZSU on the link. KCBSU Norman Sky 1, for Sheboygan and Emmett counties at 9:30, a strong thunderstorm will impact west central Sheboygan and Emmett County through 10:15. At 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time, Doppler radar was tracking a strong thunderstorm over Stutzmanville or near Harbor Springs, moving at 45 miles an hour, hazard, pea-sized hail. Source, radar indicated, impact, hail damage to vegetation is possible. Locations included, Petoskey, Harbor Springs, Towson, Mackinac City, Indian River, Conway, Carp Lake, Atlanton, Bliss, Cross Village, Toppin the Beast, Goodhart, Dutchmanville, Brutus, Pleasant View, Bird Lake, Levering, Bayshore, Olden, and Bayview. This will be until 10:15. Max hail size is 3/4 of an inch. Wind gust 30 miles an hour.
KC8VSU, WAPPZ.
KC8VSU on the link.
Yeah, is that a severe thunderstorm watch or warning that you just read off?
Special weather statement by the National Weather Service for Emmett and Sheboygan County.
Okay, thanks. I'll be listening. WAPPZ.
Yeah, you might be having fun down there tonight.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I don't know if there's going to have a net or not, but we'll see. Yeah, now I know why you said stop. Hi, hi.
This is KCVSU with a special weather statement by the National Weather Service out of Gaylord for Leland on Manistee, Grand Traverse, Benzie, Wexford County at 9:43. A strong thunderstorm will impact south central Leland, Benzie, northern Wexford, southwest Grand Traverse County, and northeast Manistee County through 10:45. At 9:43 p.m., Doppler radar was tracking strong thunderstorm over Benzonia or Beulah moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. Hazard wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour, pea-sized hail. Source radar indicated. Gusty winds can knock down tree limbs and blow around unsecured objects. Minor hail damage to vegetation is possible. Locations impacted, Traverse City, Frankfort, Thompsonville, Beulah, Arcadia, Bingham, Kingsley, Sherman, Buckley, Benzonia, Halaba, Cedar, Onekama, Meesick, Alberta, Honor, Bear Lake, Lake Ann, Cope Mission, Grand. Maximum hail size is 0.75 inches, maximum wind gust 40 miles an hour. This is KCVSU, North Michigan Sky 1. KCVSU Norman Sky 1. We have two special statements by weather service. We'll go with the one for Benzie County, Manistee, Trevor City, or Grand Traverse County in Wexford. A strong thunderstorm will impact South Central Leonard, Benzie, Northern Wexford, Southwest Grand Traverse County, and Northeast Manistee County through 10:45. At 9:43, Doppler rate star was tracking a severe thunderstorm over Benzoni or near Buellin at 40 miles an hour, moving northeast. Hazard wind gust. Wind gust and penny size hail. Source radar indicated gusty winds can knock over trees, limbs, blow around unsecured objects. Locations impacted: Traverse City, Frankfort, Thompsonville, Beulah, Arcadia, Bingham, Kingsley, Sherman, Buckley, Benzonia, Calava, Cedar, Onekama, Mesick, Alberta, Honor, Bear Lake, Lake Ann, Cold Mission, Grand. The second wire statement is for Emmett County and Sheboygan County at this time. They are under a special weather statement. Until 10:15, a strong thunderstorm will impact South Central Sheboygan and Emmett counties through 10:15. At 9:30, Doppler radar indicated tracking a severe thunderstorm or strong thunderstorm over Stutzmanville near Harbor Springs, moving at 45 miles an hour. Penny-sized hail radar indicated minor hail damage to vegetation is possible. Stand by. Locations impacted: Petoskey, Harbor, Tolleston, Mackinac City, Indian River, Conway, Carp Lake, Lanson, Bliss, Cross Village, Toppin the Bee, Goodhart, Stutzmanville, Brutus, Pleasant View, Burt Lake, Levering, Bayshore, Olden, or Bayview, sorry. This is until 10:15. This is KCVSU North Michigan Sky 1. Nothing but static.
Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Papa Mike, just testing to see if I can hit the tower.
Okay, yep, you're making it.
All stations on the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network, please stand by. This is NHGMH. All stations, we've got a severe thunderstorm warning in effect. Stand by, please. All right, we got a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Northern Wexford County and Southern Grand Traverse County. until 11 p.m., 10:33 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Yuma. We're 10 miles southeast of Thompsonville, moving at 20 miles an hour. Looking at 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, nickel-sized hail. So any stations near that area, please check in, or anybody kind of generally around Buckley, Mesick, or maybe a little bit north of Manton there. Anybody else there? This is NADMH, Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network.
Get a CZ as soon as like. KF8EGY, Spider Lake.
All right, Glenn and Kevin, got you. Anybody near the area in question, Buckley, Mesick area? Anybody, please? I just want to put us into condition red here. We do not have a tornado warning, but there is. It does say tornado is possible, and looking at the radar, it does look like it could happen. So I want to err on the side of caution here and go with condition red. Again, anybody, Buckley, Mesick area, please. All right, we've got a tornado warning in that area. Please, somebody in the Buckley, Mesick area. Anybody in the general area, Kingsley, Fife Lake, anybody anywhere?
That's BZ, Rennie Lake, monitoring.
All right, Tony, I got you. Anybody, please, preferably Kingsley, Fife Lake, Manton area. That's where it's heading. Anybody near Mesick, Buckley, Kingsley, Fife Lake area, please.
Hey, Drake, KF8AGY here. I just put out a text to Christopher, KF8DMK, and I haven't got a response back, but he's as close to Buckley as we know. Back to you.
All right, thanks, Kevin. I'm just going to keep throwing it out here. Mesick, Buckley, Kingsley, Fife Lake area. We got a tornado warning, not confirmed on the ground, but we got radar-indicated rotation. Anybody in those areas, please?
Hey, Drake, KF8AGY here. I just got a text back from Christopher. He's hooking up his antennas now. He should be on shortly. He's down 3 miles south of Buckley. Back to you.
Copy. Thank you. We'll be waiting for him. Again, stations, Mesick, Buckley, Kingsley, Fife Lake area. We've got a tornado warning. Anybody in those areas, please? Stations, Buckley, Mesick, Kingsley, Fife Lake area. Please respond if you've got anything. Anybody in those areas, please? I just want to reiterate, this is Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. We are condition red. We've got a tornado warning. Between Buckley, Mesick, extended up to Fife Lake. All right, we're looking for stations in those areas. If you are in its path, which it's heading kind of between Manton and Fife Lake, you need to be underground. This is a tornado warning. Yeah, I've got you. You're scratchy, but go ahead. Copy. Stand by.
NADMH, this is KF8DMK, located 3.5 miles south of Buckley.
Attention all stations. Attention all stations, this is Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. We are condition red for a tornado warning just south of Buckley and north of east of Mesick, heading towards Fife Lake area. Tornado warning. And KF8DMK, I've got you. Go ahead.
Just checking in, letting you know that I am here. Thank you.
Okay, are you just, you're just checking in. Do you have anything for me, or are you able to get any readings for me, please?
it is raining hard, but I don't have any notable winds or anything else to report. So it's fine.
Okay, copy that. You're the only one I've got, so I'll take it. Anybody else? Buckley, Mystic area, Kingsley, Fife Lake. We've got a tornado warning. Got any stations? Got any stations?
Buckley,
Mystic, Fife Lake area. We've got a tornado warning. This is any DMH. I think I walked on somebody. Other station, go ahead. Okay, didn't get anything. That was nothing but noise. Try it again.
Skyward Net Control, this is Kilo Delta 8, Bravo Oscar Quebec, KD8BOQ in Fife Lake.
KD8B, is it Bravo Oscar Quebec, sorry?
Yes, sir. Bachelor's Officers Quarters in Fife Lake.
Alrighty, sir, I've got you. What do you got for me? Anything?
Just wanted to check in case things start to transpire here. We just got rain, lightning, thunder, lightning, nothing crazy at this point.
Alright, sounds good. It's heading straight for you. Are you just south of Fife Lake, or are you just north of it, in it?
I'm just northeast of Fife Lake.
All right, sounds good. I'll keep you in here. It looks like it's projecting slightly south, but I'll keep you in mind there. Anybody else? Let's see, Buckley, Mystic, just north of Manton. Anybody in that area, please? All right, I got Kilo Echo 8. You're all noise. Can you get up right up on your microphone, and I'll see if I can try to pull you out. Yeah, it was all noise. Maybe try moving a little bit. Quite pull you out. I don't know if you've got Echolink or something like that. You can try to get in. Not quite sure where you're at. All right, again, just want to reiterate, we are condition red. This is Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. Call sign here is November 8 Delta Mike Hotel. Looking for any stations. Oh, northeast-ish of Mystic, getting closer to Manton now, just north of Manton.
Net Control KD8BOQ with a quick question.
Go ahead, sir.
Apologies if you've already stated this. Has Skywarn, has the National Weather Service confirmed where the cell was? If this is a warning at this point, is there a cell or was there rotation confirmed in a specific area we're looking for? Thank you. KD8BOQ.
Yes, sir. We're looking for just north of Manton, kind of like in between Buckley, Manton, Mystic, Fife Lake area, like literally dead right in the middle of it. It is a confirmed tornado warning. I don't think we've got confirmed on the ground, but there is heavy rotation according to the radar.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it, KD8BOQ.
Are you, you're not seeing anything over your way yet, are you?
Not at this point. We just had an increase in the rain downfall and just a lot of heavy lightning and thunder at this point, but haven't received the wind yet.
All right, copy that. Looking at the velocity right now, it looks like it's still spinning, so still quite a bit of rotation in the air.
Stand by and report anything significant back. Thank you. Appreciate it, KD8BO.
And we'll try it again here. Anybody kind of smack dab near around Masick, Buckley, Manton area? We're kind of looking more towards Spice Lake, Manton, kind of like right in between those. Got a tornado warning. Anybody in those areas, please? All right, we're going to try it again. Anybody just in between Manton, Fife Lake area, heading towards maybe even Pioneer? Anybody in those areas, please? Northern Michigan, Skywarn, Severe Weather Network. All right, last station. Try again.
APX is on the air.
APX, go ahead.
I was just letting you know I'm on the air.
Copy, thanks. I gotta stop, wait for a second, so if you could take it for like the next minute or two.
Hey, this is November 8, Alpha Papa X-ray for the Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. We are currently under a tornado warning for the areas of Manton, Fife Lake Township, Paradise Township, just tracking northeasterly into southern Kalkaska County. Looking for any stations that have any reports in that area, please call.
All right, any stations, let's see, we've got just a smack dab in between Manton and Fife Lake area along 131. That's where we're looking. All right, we're going to try it again. Any stations, Fife Lake area, just south of Fife Lake, that's where we're looking. This Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network still got a tornado warning. All right, all stations are still in condition red. However, the storm has significantly weakened. The warning is set to expire here in the next minute. 30 seconds to a minute. We'll see what the NWS does here shortly. Looks like the warning is fully expired and doesn't look like they're reissuing a severe thunderstorm warning for it. Let me double check if we've got anything else. Doesn't look like it at the moment, so we're going to suspend net operations at this time. This is NATDMH for Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network.
KF8AGY clear. Thank you, Skywarn.
Clear.
Thank you, Net Control, KD8DOQ.
KDSGZ, clear.
Thanks for hanging in there tonight, Drake. Another fine job. NAJTQ, clear.
KF8DMK, clear.